Welcome to Wolf 359.
Number 7, Harris County, Texas, 2013.
Douglas Eiffel.
Guilty as charged.
Great, come with me.
Pretty sure I don't get visitation for another couple weeks.
I'm an exception. Walk with me.
Okay. So, what are you? My new lawyer? Are you here about my appeal? Because they said that...
Here, walk this way.
Wait a minute. I don't think we're allowed to go in there without an officer to...
Today's an exception.
I'm not sure that that's how it works around here. I don't...
Mr. Eiffel, please, take a moment. Turn off the idiotic part of your brain that got you in here. Turn on the slightly above average part that would be of interest to someone with my salary, and realize you have bigger things to worry about. Now, shut up and follow me.
All right, all right. You always as pleasant.
Remember your situation, Mr. Eiffel. Pleasantries are no longer relevant to your case.
Mr. Doug Eiffel.
Come in. Thank you, Rachel. That'll be all for now. Please, have a seat.
And how are we doing this morning?
Peachy. Never been better.
Oh, I can tell you're a fun one. Now, Miss Rifle, or... It's Doug, right? Can I call you Doug?
You can call me Princess Buttercup if it means you'll leave me alone sooner.
That's a bit of a negative attitude to have, if you don't mind me saying.
What can I say? I haven't had my coffee today.
Well, that we can do something about.
So, you and Scary Allie McBeal are my lawyers?
No, I'm not a lawyer. I don't have a law degree, and I'm certainly not some pimply pro bono who wants to help you win your day in court.
Wait, what? Then why are you here?
My name is Mr. Cutter, and I'm here, Doug, because you are extraordinarily, infuriatingly, mind-numbingly, lucky. Air Force Communications Specialist, Provisional Technical Sergeant, at least until your disciplinary record caught up with you. You've even done some rather exemplary work in private surveillance. Any security firm would be foolish not to want you. I say all of that to emphasize how, on any other day, I would be completely uninterested in you. Oh, but like I said, you're lucky. Did you want any sugar in this?
No.
Great. Now, what can you tell me about the degrade on a pulse beacon relay?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the man in a tailored suit who hasn't stopped smiling even after going through lockup security at 9 in the morning.
And... What?
You're here to do me a favor? And then someday, and that day may never come, you'll call upon me to do a service for you.
You're only half wrong. I can have you remanded into our custody, Doug. I can do it today. I can make this, all of this, go away. If, yes, you agree to help me with a little project.
Mister, I have seen, done, smelled, and licked crazy. But you are in a whole other league.
Now, again, I'm not a lawyer, but that looks like a notarized release signed by the relevant DA and sheriff's offices. But that's just me.
What do you want from me?
I want to send you, Douglas Eiffel, into space.
Oh my god. That was great. Thank you. That was exactly what I needed. I'm gonna take this cup of coffee and I'm gonna go enjoy the rest of my time in prison. You have a nice life, okay, Baliachi?
Listen. What it comes down to is this. I need a comms expert who can do more with less and think outside the box. And you need a way to get out of this box.
Maybe I disagree. Maybe I don't want your damn way out. Maybe I don't want the Patrick Bateman cleaning service to just square things away for me. Maybe I know I gotta do this. And you need to get out of my face.
Happy to oblige. But before I go, take all those Admiral thoughts of yours, put them aside for a moment, and think about Anne. You shouldn't let her suffer just because you've grown a conscience all of a sudden.
Don't. Don't you dare even say her name, you slimy, stuck-up
mother— Okay. Before you say any more things, I'm going to make you regret. The only point I'm trying to make here is that we can make sure that everything is squared away. Cost of living, education, medical bills. You have a chance to do something good for your daughter, Doug. It's yours to waste. If you don't want to help her.
Pulse beacon relays don't degrade. They cool. That's the whole point.
The more you know. Come on, let's go.
What? Oh, come on. They're not just gonna let me walk out of here just like...
They threw away your cigarettes, but here are the rest of your personal effects.
How did you... Guess. It's an exception.
See? Told you he'd pick it up fast. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Yes, sir.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Mr. Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. And the role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rodenberg. Original music by Alan Rohde. Please visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.